get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm your host, Gary Willis, and forgive me a little bit as I am under the weather with a cold, but some of the topics we're going to be getting into today in the podcast is, will Billy Dee Williams return to Star Wars? Also, Tamara Morrison and Daniel Logan talk about Star Wars in some spin-off movies. Star Wars Episode 7, we're also going to talk about, is it going to focus on one solo kid and one solo grandkid? Also, James Earl Jones would love to return to Star Wars, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. For the Clone Wars, Ahsoka faces her greatest challenge as she is on trial for murder in Episode 20 from Season 5's The Clone Wars, entitled The Wrong Jedi. And also in Clone Wars news, we'd like to let you know that Tim Curry has been cast as the voice for Palpatine and Darth Sidious, and we'll discuss that a little bit more as we move forward into the podcast. In gaming news, Star Wars The Old Republic might have character customizations coming along. And also in gaming news, Star Wars 1313. It's been a while since we've heard any information about that. Is that game on hold? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And then finally today in the podcast, we will have the story of Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, the LP, Part 6, as we continue our ongoing story. So let's go ahead and get into the news.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
All right, move along.
So our first story of the day, will Billy Dee Williams return to Star Wars? As we continue to move forward towards Episode 7, new information continues to be available almost every day, and previous stars of the Star Wars saga voice their opinions and desires to be involved in the sequel trilogy or the spin-offs. We can now add that smooth-talking Bespin Administrator Billy Dee Williams, also known as Lando Calrissian, wants to be added to the list. Billy Dee Williams chatted with Dan Roberts, the nighttime radio host at 95.7 KJR FM in Seattle, Washington. So let's take a listen to the portion of that interview with Billy Dee Williams.
And let's get the elephant out of the room. There's a lot of talk about Disney and these Star Wars movies now, and they're going to take place after Return of the Jedi. Is there room in that universe for Lando Calrissian, and what have you heard?
Well, I'm like everybody else. We're all speculating. We're all wondering. And if they want me to participate, I'd love to participate.
It would be good to see you again in that role. Where do you think he ended up after Return of the Jedi?
Well, I don't know. There are an awful lot of stories out there, you know, books that have been written, you know, on Lando's adventures. So he's all over the place. He's going from galaxy to galaxy.
That's right.
So there we have it. Billy Dee Williams is interested in returning as Lando Calrissian in the new Star Wars movies.
Captain, status report.
Our next item for the day is for Tamara Morrison and Daniel Logan as they talk about the Star Wars spinoff movies. Tamara Morrison and Daniel Logan, the actors who play Jango Fett and Boba Fett in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, appeared on WDEF News 12 this week while in Chattanooga for a movie TV comic convention. Tamara expressed interest in reprising his role in the spinoff film about Boba Fett. Let's listen to what he had to say.
All right, T, I've got to ask you first up, because all the Star Wars fans out there would be mad at me if I did not ask you, what's happening with the Star Wars spinoff involving Boba Fett?
Yes, well, I live down in New Zealand, so this is part of my reason for being here. Actually, I like to come up and see my son again and see him meet people like Todd and come to this wonderful place of Tennessee where I've never been before. So another reason also is to catch up with my agent in Hollywood, find out about all the gossip. I heard Disney's taken up the whole Star Wars franchise now, so it might be a good time just to show my face around.
That's right.
Yes.
Wave your hand around, say, hey, yeah, remember me? Say, I'm ready to go.
Hey, do I qualify for the new Star Wars saga? So and I find it's best to be here anyway, just in case.
Well, you're probably about the right age to play Boba Fett in the spinoff movies.
So I'm hearing on the social network these days. But anyway, there's got to be one of us guys from New Zealand representing somewhere in the whole saga.
And there you have it. He's going to make himself available and stay in the States in order to be available for these spinoff movies. And I'm sure Daniel Logan is always available as well. So we'll have to keep our eyes open and ears open for any news about the two Fetts possibly being in the new Star Wars movies or a spinoff. So Star Wars Episode 7, will it focus on one of the Solo kids and one of the Solo grandkids? Nerdvana has claimed information from an insider about some key points of Episode 7. One of those being all three of the originals will be back in Episode 7. They all have contracts now. Another point, we're introducing Han and Leia's child and grandchild. A third point, JJ's contract has a clause for all three movies and an additional three of Lucas and Disney's choosing if everyone melds well on the first one. This is typical of these types of contracts, and it gives everyone an out if they need to. And finally, there are three new books that they're talking about having for Timothy Zahn to write. Now remember, these are rumors until we hear something official from either Lucasfilm or Disney. So, could James Earl Jones return to Star Wars? According to the Sydney Morning Herald, they spoke with James Earl Jones in Sydney while he was promoting his role in Driving Miss Daisy. In the interview, it is very clear that James Earl Jones would love to return to his most famous role as the voice of Darth Vader, whether it be in the sequels or in a standalone movie. Let's listen to what James Earl Jones had to say.
Would you ever consider returning to the Star Wars
franchise? Oh, no, that's not the George. George Lucas's franchise, hasn't
he? Yeah, so they're going to make standalone films about specific characters. If they made a Darth Vader film, would you return?
No, David Prowse would return in the costume, and I would do the voiceover for David.
All right, so you would?
Oh, yeah, I love being a part of that.
What has it meant to you to be part of that Star Wars adventure?
It was a rediscovery of a film, for young people especially, and a genre we thought was lost with Tom Mix and Roy Rogers, you know, white hats and black hats. But there it is again.
Do you think another three films is a good idea? They're going to do part 7, 8, and 9. Think that's good?
Oh, it's money, isn't it? Always a good idea. But George has left it. After George is going on to something else. George Lucas.
Yes, it's all real estate.
And there you have it. It seems that James Earl Jones really would be interested in coming back to his role as Darth Vader. And of course, who would not want to reprise that role as the number one villain in the Star Wars universe? We'll keep our eyes and ears open again in hopes that we'll see James Earl Jones as the voice, perhaps in a spin-off movie. So as Ahsoka faces her greatest challenge as she's on trial for murder, in episode 20 from season 5's The Clone Wars, this episode is entitled The Wrong Jedi. This could be the last episode for the entire series, and it is the last episode for season 5 as we conclude this 4-part story arc, as Ahsoka has been wrongly accused of murder. This is another good episode for me, but I would not call it great. Many have made mention about how emotional and moving this episode is, but the death of Satine seemed like a more emotional moment for me. I'm going to play a clip from the end of this episode, and if you haven't seen the show yet, I would recommend turning your volume down or fast-forwarding about 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the podcast. Again, a spoiler warning is in effect for this clip, as this is coming from the end of the show, and if you haven't seen it yet, I would recommend that you fast-forward through this, about 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Ahsoka, I am so sorry about everything.
You have our most humble apologies, little Soka. The Council was wrong to accuse you.
You have shown such great strength and resilience in your struggle to prove your innocence.
This is the true sign of a Jedi Knight.
This was actually your great trial. Now we see that. We understand that the Force works in mysterious ways, and because of this trial, you have become a greater Jedi than you would have otherwise.
Back into the Order, you may come.
They're asking you back, Ahsoka.
I'm asking you back. Why are you doing this?
The Council didn't trust me. So how can I trust myself?
What about me?
I believed in you. I stood by you.
I know you believe in me, Anakin. And I'm grateful for that. But this isn't about you. I can't stay here any longer. Not now.
The Jedi Order is your life. You can't just throw it away like this. Ahsoka, you are making a mistake.
Maybe. But I have to sort this out on my own. Without the Council. And without you.
I understand. More than you realize, I understand wanting to walk away from the Order.
I know.
Now, it's possible this could be the last episode, not only for Season 5, but for the entire series. It is still up in the air as to whether or not we will see Season 6 that the Clone Wars crew has been working so hard on. I would really hate to see this show end, as it seems that the show's really hitting its stride now. But if it does have to end, I think this completes the circle from the pilot Clone Wars movie pretty nicely. I did find the episode to be very predictable, though. As I stated in previous episodes of the Galactic Escape Pod, I did call the Rogue Jedi as being Barriss Offee. Not that they didn't hint to it in every episode, though. I know that many will be disappointed that the culprit was Barriss, and that it was so straightforward from the beginning. However, we have to remember that the target audience is a children, and that this show is laid out for them, so that they could probably start to suspect Barriss as the villain in the story arc. Now, Dave Filoni talked to Blaster about the final episode and the many questions that remain for the future of the show. And he said, quote, "It's definitely the most dramatic arc we've ever done involving Ahsoka. There are definitely consequences for her actions, and fans won't be disappointed." He also went on to say, "We were challenged to do something creative and dramatic this season with Darth Maul and the Ahsoka arcs. Characters are dying off, real things are going down, and you can see connections to the Star Wars films. I've always said this is a race to the finish." He went on to say, "I'm looking forward to seeing fan reaction to the finale since it's so different from what's been done before. All I can say is there are more stories to tell in the universe as we adjust to the new landscape. Star Wars is everywhere, on the big screen and in every format. This is an exciting time for fans. The fact that people are worried or whatever, I appreciate because it means that they do care, so it's a good thing instead of seeing more of a whatever attitude, which would be pretty disappointing." He also went on to say, "It's a natural fit. Fans just have to be patient. Disney fully understands the love that people have for the universe of Star Wars. You might see a company's name on a person's business card, but that doesn't mean they're not also passionate about stories and love Star Wars as much as you do. I have friends at Disney who are excited and proud about buying Star Wars. All of that makes me very confident," he said. Also, Ashley Eckstein spoke with IGN about this week's show and her thoughts about the Ahsoka arc. Ashley Eckstein stated, "As we get closer to Episode 3, we knew that we were going to have to start giving more of a backstory to what happens to Ahsoka because we've known the entire time that Ahsoka's not in Episode 3. The closer we get, we have to kind of give an explanation for that. I knew the stories like this were definitely coming, but to have such a dramatic storyline with Ahsoka, I was just blown away." She also said that Charles Murray, the arc that he wrote for them, and then, of course, the Clone Wars supervising director Dave Filoni, being so closely tied to Ahsoka, Ahsoka really has been his personal creation from the beginning. And I think what Dave's been able to do with the whole story arc is just an amazing thing. It has so many different levels to it. She also gave her thoughts on what she thought fans would think about the last episode. And she said, "Without giving anything away, I think two things are going to happen, and it's kind of going to sound like an oxymoron here. Several questions are going to be answered. Questions they've had for a long time. And then they're going to have maybe more questions than answers at the end. So they'll have some answers to some questions, and then they're going to have more questions than they didn't have before. That's what I think is going to happen. I would just say, bring your tissues, because it's crazy episode." So there we had a couple of thoughts from Dave Filoni, the supervising director of The Clone Wars, and of Ashley Eckstein, who plays Ahsoka Tano in The Clone Wars. Will that be the end of Ahsoka Tano? Will we get to see more? So many questions will need to be raised, and I'm sure if we can get into Season 6, we may find out some of those details, but hopefully those seasons will continue to be made, and we'll be pulling for Disney to do so. In other Clone Wars news, Tim Curry has been cast as the voice for Palpatine and Darth Sidious. According to the Huffington Post, they reported that actor Tim Curry has officially joined the Clone Wars cast as the voice of Chancellor Palpatine and Darth Sidious, replacing the late Ian Abercrombie, who died last year. Ian's last performance as Chancellor Palpatine and Darth Sidious was just a few short weeks ago in this season's episodes. Tim Curry might be best known for his roles in the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Clue, but now he can add Chancellor Palpatine and Darth Sidious to the list. Supervising director Dave Filoni stated that, "We had an extensive search to find a new voice for Palpatine. It wasn't just a matter of finding an actor who could recreate lines from the films. We needed someone to deliver a performance that could stand alongside with Ian Abercrombie and Ian McDiarmid. They've created this legendary Star Wars character of Darth Sidious and Emperor Palpatine. At the end of the day, there is little question that bringing in an actor of Tim's caliber was perfect for Chancellor Palpatine." Filoni also stated that, "I think fans will find that he delivers the eloquence needed for the Chancellor. His growling, evil Sidious voice is a delight because Tim can definitely tap into the dark side when needed. We are fortunate to have him." So let's take a listen now to Tim Curry as the new voice of Chancellor Palpatine and Darth Sidious from this latest Clone Wars episode.
Ahsoka Tano, you have been charged with sedition against the Jedi Order and the Republic itself. This court will decide your fate. Prosecution, you may begin your arguments.
Now, I think Tim has potential. I would like to see his performance as Darth Sidious, though, to really get a feel for his dark side chops. So let's be looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll see it again in Season 6. In gaming news, could a character customization option be coming to Star Wars The Old Republic? One of the most requested features of Star Wars The Old Republic has been a way to change the appearance of already created characters. Well, it appears that an option will be made available sooner than we think, according to BioWare. A feature which scratches this itch is in active development right now, but will not be in part of the Rise of the Hutt cartel, according to senior designer Damian Schubert. But this should get here sooner than you think. So, it appears that soon after 2.0 The Rise of the Hutt cartel launches, we may be getting a character customization option. In other gaming news, is Star Wars 1313 on hold? According to the gaming website Kotaku, they have an article about the highly anticipated game Star Wars 1313. The article states that development on the game has been frozen or put on hold. Kotaku goes on to explain that this has caused a game that was slated for a late 2013 release on next-gen platforms to potentially miss this year's E3 and to slide into next year. But could it in fact take a lot longer to develop? And if it does, is that really such a bad thing? A LucasArts representative confirmed that the project has not been canceled. Star Wars 1313 continues production. They also added that LucasArts has been working diligently to take advantage of the tremendous opportunities that the new Star Wars movies represent. Could these delays point to a possible tie-in with the recently announced spin-off films? Star Wars 1313 was originally supposed to coincide with the live-action TV series that Rick McCollum has called Underworld. Now, the game takes the player through the seedy underworld of the Coruscant's infamous level 1313, taking the role of a ruthless bounty hunter as he stalks his targets. Now, with the confirmation that there will be a number of Star Wars spin-off films, could LucasArts be taking the time to weave the plot of Star Wars 1313 into the backstory of some of our favorite characters? Could anyone say Boba Fett? He would be a perfect fit. So, could this be a sign that he will, in fact, be getting his own spin-off film? Kotaku sources also reveal in a meeting between game developers and Star Wars creator George Lucas, he apparently loved the new game and encouraged them to answer some important questions as to who is Boba Fett and why was Han working for Jabba. If these are the sort of questions that they're intending to answer, it's obviously a very good idea to wait until the spin-off films have been written, or at least until details emerge about the characters' backstories. And after a great demo at E3 in 2012, Star Wars 1313 looks to be a great one for Star Wars fans. And if the delays are an indication that we might get a spin-off film tie-in, it would be fun to see where this game can go. So we'll have to keep our eyes open for that one. Now we continue with the story of Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope, the LP, Part 6 of our listening series. When we left off, Luke was rescuing Princess Leia from her detention block cell on the Death Star.
Reports of the princess's attempted escape soon reached the ears of Governor Tarkin and Lord Vader.
Governor Tarkin, we have an emergency alert in detention block AA-23.
The princess? Put all sections on alert.
Obi-Wan is here. The Force is with him.
If you're right, he must not be allowed to escape.
Escape is not his plan. I must face him alone.
In another part of the battle station, Solo, Luke, and Princess Leia find themselves trapped.
Can't get out that way.
Looks like you managed to cut up our only escape route.
Maybe you'd like it back in your cell, Your Highness. I can't hold off forever. Now what?
This is our rescue. When you came in here, didn't you have a plan for getting out?
He's the brain, sweetheart.
Well, I didn't.
What the hell are you doing?
Somebody has to save our skins.
The princess blasts a hole in the metal bucket.
Into the parachute, flyboy.
Get in there. Get in there, you big furry. I don't care what you smell. Get in there, you furry.
The four fugitives tumble down a dark chute, find themselves in a large room filled with garbage and muck.
Garbage chute is a really wonderful idea. What an incredible smell you've discovered.
It could be worse.
It's worse.
Suddenly, the walls begin to rumble and close relentlessly in. The fugitives are trapped in a huge garbage compactor.
The walls are moving!
Don't just stand there! Try and brace it with something!
Wait a minute! 3PO! Come in, 3PO! 3PO! Get on top!
Can't!
Where could he be? 3PO!
One thing's for sure, we're all going to be a lot thinner.
R2-D2 and 3PO stand by at the control center.
Thank goodness they haven't found them. Where could they be? Use the comm link. Oh my, I forgot. I turned it off. Are you there, sir?
3PO!
We've had some problems.
Will you shut up and listen to me? Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level, will you? Do you call me? Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level! Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level!
No! Shut them all down! Hurry!
R2-D2 feeds the information to the main computer, and below decks, the deadly walls shudder to a halt.
What? Hey!
You're all right!
You did great! Hey! Hey, open the pressure maintenance hatch! Where are we?
326-3827!
Ben has finally reached the computer regulating the tractor beam, which holds their ship prisoner. After adjusting the terminal, the old Jedi edges his way into the shadows, unnoticed by stormtrooper guards. Meanwhile, the others move into position to make their run for the Millennium Falcon and freedom.
There she is.
C-3PO, you copy?
Yes, sir.
Are you safe?
For the moment. We're in the main hangar across the ship.
We're right above you. Stand by.
You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Nice. Come on.
Get them. Blast them. Get back to the ship!
You don't come back!
But the lone star pilot is off after the troopers, with Chewie chasing behind him. The two race down a sub-hallway towards the main hangar, with Vader's men in rapid pursuit.
We think they may be splitting up. They may be on level 5 and 6 now.
Close the blast doors!
Open the blast doors! Open the blast doors!
Ben has made his way to the tunnels leading to the starship hangar. As he is about to emerge, a dark and ominous presence appears.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil does.
The galactic warriors ignite their laser swords and begin combat. But Ben seems to be under increasing pressure and strain, as if an invisible weight were pressing upon him.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
With that, he lunges at the Dark Knight, who checks the blow with a lightning move, and the duel continues with swords flashing.
You should not come back.
The powerful adversaries seem evenly matched, each one deflecting the furious death blows of the other. At that moment, Han and Chewie burst through the tunnel within sight of the Millennium Falcon.
Can we just leave this party? What kept you?
We are running some old friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it. Just hope the Omega got the tractor beam out of commission.
But Luke spots another problem as stormtroopers appear across the hangar.
Look!
Come on, R2. We're going.
Now's a chance. Go!
Ben?
As they race to the ship, Luke catches sight of Ben and freezes just as Vader's sword strikes the old master. But the Dark Knight has no victim. Ben has disappeared. Only his empty cloak remains.
No!
But Luke continues to fire at Vader's troops as the others board the ship.
Run, Luke, run!
So join us again in our next episode as we continue with the story of Star Wars A New Hope from the LP, which will be Part 7. And we look forward to providing that for you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. It's been a busy week of news and information, as we have things like Billy Dee Williams wanting to return to Star Wars, Tamora Morrison and Daniel Logan wanting to return to Star Wars. We also have James Earl Jones who wants to come back to Star Wars. Could we be getting in Episode 7 the focusing on one solo kid and one solo grandkid? Again, that was a rumor. We also had Clone Wars information for our last episode of Season 5, and we hope that we will get to see Season 6. Also that we had Tim Curry as being the new voice for Palpatine and Darth Sidious. And in gaming news, could we be getting a customer option coming to the Old Republic? And is Star Wars 1313 on hold? And then lastly, we did offer you the story of Star Wars Part 6. So we thank you all for joining us today.
If you'd like to contact us, send in questions or thoughts or episode information for each show, you can contact us at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. We can also be found on Twitter at Galactic Voyage. So please join us there and continue with some great conversations. Again, I'm your host, Gary Willis. We're again so glad to have you with us today. Please join us again next time on the Galactic Escape Pod.
Take care and we'll see you again soon. And always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Thank you for joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of Galactic-Voyage.com.